The tax cuts, I hear, they keep pushing them down the road. I'm not sure Speaker Paul Ryan's happy about that. When do they happen? What will they entail? What does Jonathan Honig know? It's time to visit with our capitalist pig friend. Follow him on Twitter. Watch him on Fox Business. Jonathan, what are you hearing about the tax cuts? Are they tied to health care reform? Does that go first, then tax cuts? We were promised tax cuts and flying cars, Jonathan.
Good morning. Yeah, John, it's like the end of The Music Man with a... Mayor Shin is asking Harold Hill, where's the band?
Where are the tax cuts?
Where are the tax cuts? Where's the health care reform? But you know what? The market is shaking it off. I mean, John, you have to go back to 1987 to get a win streak like we've had for the Dow Jones Industrials. It's been up every day for 12 days. Again, the longest winning streak in 30 years. And once again, all-time highs for the Dow. So, you know, a lot of economists and, frankly, John, a lot of consumers who are worried, frankly, about their health care are concerned about those issues. But the market, at least now, is shrugging it off. And, in fact, we're all going to be watching the market tonight when President Trump talks, because every time he mentions infrastructure, John, those stocks spike even higher. So we're keeping an eye on Wall Street, but most certainly keeping an eye on Washington, because that's very much got the economy, driving the reins of the economy right now.
You know, reading from some of your material that you tweet out every Tuesday, and you should follow Jonathan on Jonathan Honig on Twitter, I find it interesting that my mom is staying at my house. I'm trying to help her with some of her banking. She still likes to go into the branch. It's unsettling to me. I've set her up online, and I read that by 2020, you say that banks and local branches are going to see a decrease of almost 20%.
Your mom probably still writes paper checks, John.
She drives me nuts.
Doesn't have an ATM card. I don't know. Well, we know John Howell's got the StarTech, the Motorola StarTech. So she's living in ancient history. Yeah, I mean, great. Bank branches are going away. And we've seen it even in our own local community, certainly in downtown Chicago. I mean, the cost of even a rudimentary bank branch is about $200,000. And people, I mean, you know, we forget. It wasn't too long ago, John, I remember bringing VHS tapes into Blockbuster to return. And those days are over. And the same thing with banking. It's been completely transformed. And you know, we have the ability now to manipulate money from our smartphones in a way that we could never from a bank. So I think we might look back in the next 15, 20 years and say, remember the old days when you actually used to go into a bank to make transactions? Because, as you said, those days are long over.
Well, I like the new technology, and I know that for a fact that John does have the iPhone 1, but I don't think he's going to throw up or pony up the $1,000 for the new iPhone that they're coming out with.
If it's taken him a decade, yeah. I mean, and that's a funny thing, Raymond. Usually higher prices turn people away, but we love our phones. We love our iPhones so much that even steadily rising prices for the iPhone aren't turning people away. In fact, it's probably going to be $1,000 for the new iPhone. That's the successor to the iPhone 7. But it's not expected to hurt people, turn people away at all. I mean, the average selling point for an iPhone now is about $650, and that's up even from the year prior. So that's one of the reasons we talk about the market at an all-time high. Apple is at an all-time high. And this is where buy what you know comes to bite you back, John and Ray, because I hold that Apple phone, I don't know, maybe 20 out of the 24 hours of the day, and never bought a share myself. So lesson learned, Apple all-time high.
Jonathan, thank you very much. We'll watch you on Twitter. We'll take a look at you on Fox Business next time you're on, and we'll follow you at capitalistpig.com as well.
All right. Have a great week, guys.
Take care. Man. There goes Jonathan Honig on WDLS.
$1,000 for a phone.
Crazy. I wish I could get a Motorola flip phone. I wish they were still around. That was my favorite phone.
Didn't I just read somewhere last week that somebody's coming back out with a classic flip phone that's going to be like a $60?
When I shut it, I know it's off. That's what I want. I want to shut the cat. I want to shut her down and know that nobody's listening. And I want to be able to hurl it off a bridge and not be down $1,000.